fine.
Okay. Why aren't I on tapes anymore, Stu?
Okay. Fun phone number 115, the auction. Taping the 26th of June at 10:28 p.m. Playing back August 22nd. This will be the last new tape. And then we go into 3 weeks of reruns.
Gee, Ronnie Tarzana, this is so much fun.
This is fun.
Quiet!
Why you're dragging me to the stupid auction anyway?
Jeffy, auctions are fun. People bid on the stupidest things you ever saw. I come here every week just to make myself feel better. You should see what people blow their money on.
Aw, somehow I think I could have better things to do with my time.
Well, I don't. Come on.
I got 20. I got 20. I got 20. Do I hear 25? I hear 25 or 25. I got 25. 25. Do I hear 30? I got 30. How about 30?
I didn't hear anybody say 25, Stu.
Shh, they're using sign language. Why?
I got 30. I got 30. I got 30. Do I hear 35? How about 35? I got 35. Do I hear 40? 40? How about 40?
See, that guy over there just put up his hand, and that's how they bid. It's kind of interesting.
Wow, let's watch.
35 going once, 35 going twice. Sold to the gentleman in the blue sport coat for $35. Pay the cashier, please. Now, our next item is a bit unusual, folks. There's no real way to describe this thing. I guess it's a pipe cleaner of some sort, but who knows? It looks quite old, so maybe it's worth something. Let's start the bidding off at $5. Who'll say five? Who'll say five? Who'll give me five? Give me five. I want five. Who'll give me a $5 bill? Thank you, sir. I have five. I want 10. I'm looking for 10. Who'll give me 10? 10 spots all I want. Who'll give me 10? Thank you, the gentleman over there. Will pay me $10. Now I want 20. 20, 20. Who'll give me 20? I have 20. I have 20 now. Now who won't give me $30? Who'll give me 30? I'm looking for 30 bucks. $30, folks.
Stu, I just remembered I have a dentist appointment at 3:30. What time is it?
Oh, shit. It's 3:28, you fool! You're the biggest of those idiotic!
Thank you. The overweight gentleman in the back of the room is giving me 30. Do I hear 35? How about 35?
Ah, you see what you made me do? That guy thinks I bid at 30 bucks for that piece of shit.
Ah, don't worry, Stu. Someone's got to outbid you. Just wait.
30 going once, 30 going twice. Sold to the fat guy in the back for 30 bucks. Pay the cashier.
You big nose taco head! Now I'm out 30 bucks! Why you?
Well, see you later, Stu. I'm late for my tooth extraction.
Come back here, you! That tooth will feel like silk when I get done with you! Come back here, you! Yeah! Oh, how I hate that uncle!
Come in.
Thanks, Stu! I was just on my way out the window. Bye!
Oh, no, you don't! I'm gonna...
No, 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 wait a second, Stu. Wait. We're old friends now. You don't want to hurt me, do you? I mean, besides, I just had a tooth pulled. I'm in pain.
Well, I'm in debt! That damn fiasco sent me back 30 bucks, so
Wait, Stu. Look, how about if I buy that pipe cleaner from you, huh? Okay, here's 10 bucks.
10 bucks?! 10 bucks! You think 10 is gonna square you with me? I had to pay 30 for that thing!
Well, it isn't my fault you were shafted.
No, but it's gonna be my fault you were murdered!
Okay. 15? 20? 30? Okay, 30 bucks, 30 bucks. Did you hear me? 30 bucks!
Yes. Yes, I heard you. Sold to the gentleman with a nose like a carrot for 30 bucks. Pay the cashier. Me! Now!
Okay, here you are.
Thank you! And you are now the proud owner of this piece of dreck.
Yippee. Come in.
Pardon me, old chap, but is there a Stuart Funphone here?
Yeah, that's me.
How do you do? My name is Gilbert Dingletooth. I was just over at your apartment, and a neighbor said that you might be here, so I took the chance.
Yeah, so what do you want?
Well, I was at the auction you were at earlier today, and I was about to outbid you for that pipe cleaner you bought. I guess there's no harm in telling you. The auctioneer is a quite ignorant lout as far as valuable antiques are concerned. You see, that's an authentic pipe cleaner made by Roto Ruta Company in 1912, and it's worth approximately $3,000. I'd like to make it worth your while, so I'm offering you $5,000 for it. Is it a deal, old bean?
Is it a deal? You got it signed, sealed, and delivered, pal. Jeffy, here's your 30 bucks back. Give me my pipe cleaner.
Excuse me, Mr. Stew. Mr. Dingletooth, you did say you were offering the owner of the pipe cleaner $5,000? Well, I happen to be its proud owner, as I have just recently purchased the item from Mr. Funphone. Just make the check out to Uncle Jeffy.
No, sir, that won't be necessary. You see, I have the cash right here in my briefcase. Here you are.
And here you are, sir. Thank you ever so much.
And thank you, sir. Good day to you. Ha ha, I got it.
And Jeffy's gonna get it! Why you?
Hold it, Stu! Don't you touch me! You brought this on yourself! You shouldn't have sold that thing to me in the first place. It's all your fault.
You!
$5,000. $5,000. I should have asked for six. Probably could have got seven.
Jeffy, how about splitting it 50-50?
Stu?
What?
Go to hell and get out of my house.
All right. Okay, but don't expect any more favors from me, Jeffy. We are no longer friends.
Wait a second, Stu. Wait. Look, I know you don't deserve it for being such a jerk, but I'll tell you what. I've got so much money here that I'm going to give you 500 of it. Here you are.
Jeffy, you're a real pal. That's more than I would have done for you.
God, how I know it.
See you later, pal. Jeffy, what is this, some kind of joke?
What do you mean, Stu?
This is play money! What are you trying to pull?
Play money? But it couldn't be. You saw me take it from the money Mr. Dingletooth gave me. It couldn't be play money.
But look at it! It's got Marshall O'Dell's picture on it!
What? Oh, my God, look at this! All of it! All of it! It's all fake! All of it's fake! That guy's a crook! He robbed me! All of this, he robbed me! Help! Please! Please! Please!
Well, it serves him right. This all wouldn't have happened if he hadn't taken me with him to that stupid auction. What a dope!
Fat.